The trails here have something very unique to many places, actually, all over the world, and that is there's trails with a town in the middle of it. That's quite unique, and it's such a selling point. It means that when people come here, they can arrive at their accommodation, and they can ride directly out of their accommodation straight onto the trails. They don't have to drive somewhere. You'd be surprised at how rare that is in, as I said, all over the world. It's something that's quite unique. The trail quality here is getting better and better. Many of them are hand-built. Hand-built trails have their challenges, but some of the recent work that I've seen done is becoming as good as you'll get anywhere.
So what's the attraction for, you know, your average mountain bike rider who's eager enough to be travelling around and competing in events? What's the appeal to come here to Alice Springs?
Probably the big one for a five-day event like this one is that there's every probability that you'll barely cover the same piece of dirt twice. There's enough trail here and so much diversity that you could just about fit, you know, 5 days of racing and, as I say, not cover the same piece of trail twice. That's unique in Australia. You know, there'd be well over 200 kilometres, I'd imagine. Many places in Australia, if they had 40 kilometres, they'd be lucky. I'm lucky enough that I get to travel around a hell of a lot for mountain biking, and I get to see lots of different things happen in not just in Australia, but all over the world. So Alice Springs has got a lot of things it needs to do, but they're already on that way. They've already started signposting the trails. They've already started making maps. They've already started, making sure that they close off disused trails. A lot of the things that a more professional business case modelled area might have, Alice Springs is moving towards that already, which is a fantastic thing to see.
How big is the mountain bike market in Australia? I mean, how popular is this activity?
I'm 43 years old. I have been riding bikes all my life, and every year that goes by, every month that goes by, mountain biking is becoming more and more mainstream. And when I say mainstream, if I go back to when mountain biking started, it was mostly people who would consider themselves keen cyclists. Every second story you hear on cycling says it's the new golf. Well, if cycling's the new golf, mountain biking's the new golf to cycling, if that makes sense. Anecdotally, it's generally safer from a point of view that trees generally don't turn to metal and jump out in front of you on a mountain bike trail like a car can. It's a very healthy and inclusive type of sport. The racing, if you want to call it racing, it can be a lot more low key than road racing is. So it appeals to, a lot broader market.
Given that Alice Springs is, we've got hundreds of kilometres of trail that's just been kind of carved out by enthusiasts. We have the close accessibility that you were talking about earlier. I mean, are we potentially sitting on a really big growth area and perhaps not even realising it?
Well, again, I can only use my own experience. Up until this year, I'd never been to Alice. I never had a reason or, to be honest, a desire to come to Alice until there was all this mountain biking. Now, that's just for me. I don't represent everyone. However, I think because Alice has always had a tourism background, I think that there's a lot of infrastructure already in place. The fact that we have an airport right there, trails right next to the town, a town with accommodation, a town with tourism type facilities, everything's already in place. I think some extra government money would go a long way in terms of signage, because that stuff, people can go and do it, but it still costs money to make the signs. So I think once that's done, I think Alice is probably going to become, in the long term, one of the most popular destinations in Australia.
Is there much opposition to mountain biking from people who are concerned, you know, with the environmental impacts?
There's always concern, I think, from a lot of different trail users or land users, if you like, whether they be mountain bikers, bushwalkers, trail riders, four-wheel drivers. You know, for the vast majority of people that are, like, enjoying the outdoors, they all love the outdoors. No one wants it destroyed. So I think it's a matter of making sure that we're all respectful of each other as a trail user, and to make sure that we're treating the environment right. You know, the media paints this different picture of what mountain biking is. It's you know, pick up YouTube and type in mountain biking. Well, what you find there, generally, that's not what we do.
So what you're seeing from the media is, you know, the big extreme shots where people are maybe doing jumps and coming off their bikes, and it's all very extreme. Are you saying that, you know, the real experience is not necessarily that.
Exactly. Not only the real experience, but the vast majority of mountain biking done in this country, and for that matter, all over the world, is not that. I like to describe it as bushwalking with adrenaline. You know, that's essentially what we do, is we like to enjoy the natural surrounds just the same way a bushwalker does, but we just do it on a bike with a little bit of adrenaline thrown in. I think what mountain biking gives mountain bikers that's so unique is that single track experience, that experience where you have a ribbon in the dirt that follows the contours of the land. You've got the trees or the shrub close by, and it's whizzing past your ears, and you kind of feel at one with the terrain, because the trail generally follows the contours of the land. You get to you get that beautiful little up and down sensation, sometimes similar to what surfing possibly is. Until people have experienced that single track experience, they can't fully appreciate it. And I suppose it'll be the same for surfers. Until you've actually experienced surfing a wave, you can't fully appreciate how awesome it is.